Okay, well, that wraps it up for our wrap-up, except for the equity overview. Let me go very quickly through that. I want to talk about the equity markets a lot more on the Solari report. One, because I feel that the real wealth creation over the next 10 to 20 years will be in the equity area. Now, some of that will be in people starting their own companies or in venture capital, what's called private equity, or in private real estate. But some of it's going to be in the publicly traded markets. Now, it's going to be a tricky time because we're going to have so much volatility, particularly as we work through the debt issues and the reengineering of the economy and looking for a new economic model if the employment model is not going to stay dominant. So if you look at the changes we have to go through, they mean a lot of volatility. A lot of money can be made, but a lot of money can be lost. So I don't mean to underestimate the problems in the financial markets. What I do think is important to understand is if you look at the equity markets, there is no such thing as the stock market. The stock market is all publicly traded enterprises in all industries in all places. That's a very, very big combination of things. And if you look inside the stock market, what you see is that there are industries that are being born and there are industries that are dying. And there are industries in a primary trend down and there are industries in a primary trend up. And there are three areas that are in the primary trend up that are of great interest to me. And they're very, very simple and they're very, very long-lived. The first is emerging markets. We have a world that is rebalancing economically, and we have places with young populations that are growing and growing very dynamically. And that growth is going to go on for a long, long time. And if you look at the growth rates of a country like China or a country like Brazil against Europe and the United States, you know, and you map that out for 50 years, it's very clear how that rebalancing is going to happen. So one is the emerging markets. The second is natural resources. There's no way you can have more and more people on a planet with a fixed amount of natural resources and not have to take better care of our natural resources than we do, whether it's water, whether it's land, whether it's precious metals. And so there's a real change coming in how we manage, value, take care of precious metals, and I'm particularly interested not so much in the companies that own them, but the companies that have tremendous intellectual capital in managing and doing things with natural resources that are smarter and wiser, particularly doing things like turning waste into something useful. The third thing is technology. Technology is the thing we use to make the natural resources go further for the people and to make things better overall, although, again, I understand that technology is a double-edged sword. But these are the primary trends where I see long-term opportunity, and yes, it's going to be tricky to figure out how and where to do it given the volatility and given the politics and given the dangers of the transition that we're in. Yet at the same time, if we are going to adjust and if we're going to change, then it's going to be enterprises that help us figure out how to implement those changes and do it in a way that's very innovative in terms of preserving and caring for our natural resources. And so, to me, that's where the big opportunity is, and it's one that not only do I not want to walk away from, but I want to go and dive right into it. And it's one I spend a lot of time every day trying to figure out and intend to do so for the next two decades. So I have asked my partner at Sealing, Chuck Gibson, to join me in doing a quarterly equity overview on the Solari report. And I think you'll start to see more and more guests that I'll ask who will inform those three primary trends. And if there are anything in those areas that you would be interested in hearing about, please let me know, and I will make every effort to do so. So that's going to be the framework for the equity markets, and expect to hear and see more from us coming out over the next 6 months.